If you like what we're doing here at Anime Cherry Bomb, don't forget to leave a like. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy that loves ramen, Jay, and with me is the guy that loves milk, Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing pretty good, Jay. How are you doing?
Pretty all right. All right.
Yeah. And what?
easy week.
Yeah, you know what? Surprisingly easy.
10 episodes. That part was easy.
Man, I watched, I think, all of this last night, basically.
I almost in the same boat. I was on episode 4 yesterday when I started watching again.
Yeah, I was on 3. And I just sat down and watched it all.
Yeah. It didn't take too long to finish. Yeah. I was just watching it, like, sporadically here and there.
Yeah, really?
Got through it.
Really fun watch.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, what anime are we referring to, Jim?
The Cyber Doll Classic, Handmade Mate.
And I do have a synopsis. Comes from our friends over at Anime News Network. Kazuya is a computer whiz. One day, his friend Nanabara threatens him with a computer virus. Trying to stop the virus, Kazuya ends up making a special order. Mate is a cyber doll that arrives at his door a few minutes later, and is a sixth of the size of a normal person, which makes for many awkward situations. Not to mention the fact that Kazuya can't even afford to keep Mei. Cyberdyne is not satisfied with Kazuya's non-payments, and will do anything to retrieve Cyberdoll Mei.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty.
That's
pretty
like
much
the plot for like half the season or half the show.
Man, so real quick, Jay, before we get into the facts here, I do got to bring it up. How do you feel about them ditching the
tiny?
Yeah, like halfway her being through. Tiny,
dude. I was so disappointed. I was like, "What the heck?" That was like the main pull of the show is her being small.
Right. I could have went for a couple more episodes of her being small.
Yeah, I guess so. I think you probably could have used a couple more.
I think
because it was like half the show is her big.
I think it would have been really cool to have, like, her big being like the second to last episode, and then we get the last episode is just like a full episode of her being big. Mm-hmm. I would have really enjoyed. I was like, that sucks. Like, they get rid of the gimmick. I totally had forgotten about that as well.
Yeah, they got rid of it. It seems like really quick. It was like maybe it was like half the
yeah
show.
Literally like episode. I think by the end of episode 5, she's
She's big.
She's big. Still adorable.
Why go through with the whole delivery outfit?
I know, that was cute. I like that fake out. The fake out was really cute. I was like, oh, here's her. You know what's weird? He gave him the charging cord when that was like his.
Yeah, like he modded her.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I don't think he modded her, but he modded, I think, the charger.
The charging.
Yeah, and they try to fix it.
Because I don't think she had the cord sticking out of her when she initially came, right?
No, yeah, he plugged her in and had her stay plugged in, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, Jay, we got some facts.
Yeah. So Handmade Mei is a harem romantic comedy anime released in 2000. There are 10 episodes plus an OVA. This is an original anime. And it was directed by Shinichiro Kimura, who's directed A Little Snow Fairy Sugar, Chibi Vampire, also known as Karen.
Classic.
And his most recent work was an anime called Ijime, which came out in 2012. So he hasn't directed anything since 2012.
Okay.
Studio is TNK, and they've directed few anime that we're familiar with. School Days is one of them. High School DxD. And an anime called Redo of Healer. Have you ever heard of Redo of Healer?
Oh, no. Yeah. Very bad.
Is it a bad anime?
Bad touch. Bad touch anime.
All right, so this was licensed by Jinion. And the music is done by Toshio Masuda, who's done music for XL Saga, Naruto, and one anime that we've covered. And we also talked about it last podcast, Flint the Time Detective.
Oh, pretty cool.
Yep. And the opening song is called Jump Me Papai Dai Daikishimete. I'm pretty sure I said that wrong. And that's by Peachix. And this is the only anime that they've ever worked on, according to the Japanese Wikipedia. And the ending song is called Honto no Kimiochi by Mikako Takahashi. And he's done music for The Prince of Tennis, Gundam Seed Destiny, and another anime that we've covered, which, funny enough, also has to do with a small girl, Midori Days.
Hey, there you go. Did you mention who published this?
The studio?
Yeah, no, the publisher.
The license is Jinion.
Yeah, you know what I learned through all this?
What's that?
Very interesting. So, it wasn't actually published by Jinion. It kind of was, but its publisher is known as Pioneer.
Yes.
And Pioneer, I think Jinion is just the like the American Mother? Branch. That's the American branch of Pioneer.
Jinion is the American licensor.
No, no, no. It's the American version of Pioneer.
Of Pioneer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Pioneer USA became Jinion.
Mm-hmm.
But so I was watching this, I was like, why is there so many like Bandai voice actors here?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is that Pioneer also had the rights to dub Bandai anime. So Pioneer / Jinion also dubbed all of those ones.
Okay.
Yeah, so fun fact, I don't know if I mentioned it last week, but last week was also a Jinion.
Mm-hmm.
A Jinion anime. And that's what it is. Yo, really cool. We got back-to-back weeks of Wendy Lee. It was nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Man, I love... And it was Wendy Lee doing accents, too, in both ones. When she had that... she would lapse into her bumpkin accent. Whenever she would yell. Pretty good. Oh, and also, you want to know another fun fact, Jay, I learned?
What's that?
Since you probably don't have a lot of fun facts this episode.
Other than
the OVA.
The spin-off. Well, there's the OVA, and then there was a spin-off.
It's a spin-off OVA.
Yeah. It was titled Handmade Mai.
Mai, yeah.
And it focused on a completely different cast of characters, and the first episode was aired in 2003, but then it was canceled because of bankruptcy.
Yeah, there's only going to be 3 episodes.
Yeah.
And, it got canceled because the company went bankrupt.
Yeah, a distributor got canceled.
Five ways. Yeah. So another really cool fact is Reina's voice actress in Japan.
Okay.
Is Reiko Gumiya. And
oh, yeah, there it is.
It was her 6th role ever.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, and, you know, it's another interesting thing, a little tidbit. This is, I think this is TNK's first ever anime.
That's pretty cool.
The studio's first ever anime.
Also, another fun fact, Reiko Gumiya is in her 7th role, is our next anime.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Very fun. I don't know if we're going to watch the sub, because I'm definitely not, but interesting.
I'll probably watch the dub. Well, we'll talk about that later. I was going to ask you, where can we watch that anime?
Jay, that's way later. What do you do?
Yeah, it's way later. We have a lot more to talk about.
What do you think of the music, Jay?
The music is cool.
Yeah,
you know what's funny is the tense like episodes like pro- like towards the end of like there wasn't really much tense like scenes or anything like that, but other than like the last few episodes. But that music is pretty good. It's like almost like sci-fi fantasy thriller kind of music. I was like, oh, this is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's man. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty dope. Okay. What's next, Jay?
Well, do you have anything general you want to talk about before we
Yeah. get so, into the topic? So I wanna say first and foremost, this anime is a lot of fun. Like I really, really liked how fun it was. Even the dub. Mm-hmm. The dub is like really good for being like really old.
Yeah. I don't think there was a voice that I didn't like. Right. There was a character I didn't like for sure.
Oh, yeah. The freaking, what's his name? The rival?
The rival best friend. He was like so over the top. Yeah. And like, it gets so grating.
That's that's mid-2000s anime.
Yeah.
Or 2000s anime, I should say. Mm-hmm. Especially with the ones that are weirdly trying to get kids to watch.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, the most kiddie character I could think of.
Right.
Like, the very eccentric character. That
over-the-top rival.
Yeah, it's supposed to just be there to make you laugh. How'd you feel when his future relative came through and then there was two of them?
Oh, man. You know what was funny is, like, I was waiting for, like, what's like, going to be, like, the climax of this anime, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, and I think in episode 8, he shows up at the end. And I'm like, oh, here he comes. Here comes the big bad guy. And then we see that it's, like, his, like, future descendant or whatever they say he is.
Yeah. Or ascendant, super, I guess.
Ascendant, I guess, ascendant, yeah.
Yeah.
Very, it was, I was like, what the heck, this is getting kind of crazy.
Yeah, it got kind of out of hand near the end. It feels like there's a couple episodes missing as well,
maybe.
Like I felt like all of a sudden like there were these kids that all of a sudden they knew, and I was like, oh, like where are these neighborhood kids from? And then they find out that
there's a baseball team.
There's a baseball team that what's her face coaches.
The apartment manager's daughter.
Yeah, what's her name, Jay?
Let me get the list of characters.
Jay, what are you doing?
Her name is Tani. Kasumi Tani.
Yeah.
What do they call her in the anime? I don't remember.
Yeah, what, are you sure that's her name?
Yeah. Kasumi is the 18-year-old daughter of the owner of the Kasumi house.
Yeah, what the hell's her?
Do they call her Tani?
Do they call her Kasumi? They don't call her Kasumi, do they?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't remember. Did they change her name? No way they did.
They might have called her Kasumi.
Maybe. I don't remember.
I don't remember Tani.
Yeah, that's weird. Why can't I remember them ever saying her name?
Yeah.
I know they said her name before, too. Had it been, they said Kasumi.
They kind of, like, I think in the anime, they kind of do, like depending on the character, they call them different names.
Is it?
Because I know some people call the rival Kotaro.
Mm-hmm.
And then some other people call them Nambara, yeah.
I don't know why I can't remember anybody saying her name.
Yeah.
Maybe they say Kasumi. They didn't say Kasumi.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't say Kasumi. It was Kasumi. I don't know why they said it that way. That's why I don't remember them here saying Kasumi.
Kasumi?
It's Kasumi, they say.
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is Kasumi.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know why they pronounced it Kasumi. I was like, why can't I think of that? Yeah, they just say it weird. Sorry. Yeah, so Kasumi. That was a
weird,
yeah.
Weird tangent.
Yeah, because I was like, what the hell? Come on, because it's not called Kasumi House.
Yeah, it's a Kasumi.
It's Kasumi House. Yeah.
Yeah, Kasumi House. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So they do call it. They call it Kasumi. Gosh, that's so funny. Anyway, Jay, sorry. What point were we on? Oh, with the kids. Yeah, that Kasumi is their baseball coach, and we learned that she's like a big baseball player too, which is interesting.
Yeah.
She's like, oh yeah, Oh, is that in the dub? Is that in the OVA?
The what?
Where she's sleeping. She's sleeping like on the campus. Yeah, I think that is in the OVA. She's like sleeping underneath a tree, and her friend wakes her up.
Oh.
And she's like, "Hey, you gotta catch a cold." And she's like, "Oh, my body's strengthened by baseball." it's pretty good.
There's also that like in the later episodes, they create like a weird time paradox where Kazuya like invents the cyber dolls, but he uses the cyber dolls to like create. He uses the May to like.
Yeah, just don't think about it, Jay.
Yeah, it's just so confusing. There's like some weird like you can't have one without the other. I don't know.
Well, Jay, if you must know, it has to happen once in time already. So, it's all circular.
Yeah.
So they were meant to go back in time to be invented.
It's so weird.
It's also weird. We also get that like weird angel thing too.
I know. I want to know what the hell that is.
It was like connected to all the
cyber dolls in the future.
Yeah, that was like really cool. It was so random. I was like, "What's going on?" Like that's why I felt like there was something missing. I felt like I missed something.
That last episode, the opening for the last episode was like weird. I was like, what the hell is all this stuff? There's all these new cyber dolls. There's this angel. I don't know if she's a cyber doll. She might be.
It's the cyber angel.
Did you like that little hint that Sarah was a cyber doll? Like you could like before it's revealed that she is, there's like a little sneak peek.
You could it makes it kind of obvious that she's one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh look, she's a cyber doll, that's neat. Like yeah, every girl like, in this anime like, oh yeah, it's a cyber doll.
Where I noticed was when he was when Kazuya was ordering May again.
Uh-huh.
Like you know, there was going through all the lists.
Oh yeah,
of, like
see,
cyber dolls to order.
Sarah's
she's in there. Sarah's in there.
Yeah, and that's really cool. But there's also like, there's that moment where she's trying to find May or whatever, and she goes, "Oh, I know exactly where she's at." And then like it overlays like in her eyes, she can see exactly where she's at. So I was like, okay, well. There's a moment before that, too, that's like...
She uses her hand as a phone.
I like that. That's so cool. So, you know what's a weird thing to say about this anime, Jay?
What's that?
It could have benefited for more episodes.
It could have, yeah. 10 is a weird number.
Yeah.
For an anime.
But it could have gone for, like, 24, I feel.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You don't think so? I thought it was really... I could have gone for way more. Like, we just barely like met everybody. Like this first the whole anime is just like introducing you to new characters. Like on top of
throughout
new characters.
The whole show.
So you never get really time to like spend with them, except for like Reina and May and
Kazuya.
Well, Kazumi or whatever.
Kasumi,
yeah, Kasumi. Like you spend time with those people, but we don't get to spend time with like Mommy. We don't really get to spend time with the glasses one, which is like my favorite.
Yeah,
K. Yeah, and then we don't really get to spend time either with Sarah, and Sarah's really cool.
Yeah,
I like Sarah.
Sarah's my favorite.
Yeah.
I wanted her to win.
And that's...
She should have got the ticket to the
amusement park. Yeah, she won Grand Square. She found it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird, because... just like last week, which is weird, like we covered two harems in a row that are like have similar voice casts, which is pretty funny. But what's crazy about that is that Love Hina gives their characters time to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And here they don't, because it's just like, all right, new character. Okay, new character. Okay, new character. Okay, it's over.
Yeah.
And I would have really liked like this first half to be like, okay, we're introducing the characters. And then this back half to be like, okay, well, let's hang out with these characters more.
Get some shenanigans going.
Oh, and oh my goodness. So, you know how Mommy, you watched the dub, right, Jam?
Yeah.
How Mommy says, oh my, 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 my. Right?
Oh my god, that's another like annoying thing that I did
you know,
not like.
You know, I loved it because you know what she's actually saying?
Is she saying ara ara?
Yes. And I was like, oh, I think it's a really cute
way to
like, tick, and a really cute way to translate ara ara.
Oh my!
Oh my my my! I was so confused when she was looking at the. When it showed her in the future, when she was looking at Akazu of Kazuya, yeah. She's like, my. Like, that was so funny. I was like, what's going on?
And she sees the picture and it's like, oh my, my.
Oh my, my. You know, she's supposed to be like half American, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why she has blonde? The rollerblade. Well, she's blonde and has rollerblades. Yeah. She's blonde, wears rollerblades, and has a yukata.
Mm-hmm.
It's because she's half Japanese. Half Japanese, half American.
Half Japanese, half American robot.
And if you didn't get it, she was the future Kazuya's personal maid.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it more clear in the OVA as well.
Yeah.
She's like...
You kind of see it. At the end of the anime as well.
Yeah, she's washing his clothes and stuff in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Very cute. I love Mommy. Mommy's like, I wish we had more time with her because she's adorable as well. right. Do you have any other general things we'll talk about, Jay?
Nah, other than just being annoyed by. Kotaro.
Yeah. And
not really. I think the oh my my is kind of a little extra too much.
I think it's cute. I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay. Art cinematography.
Art?
Yeah. We see with these 2000s anime. Yeah, right.
Everybody's jiggly.
It is pretty funny. Man, I really do like this art.
Yeah.
But it is very, like, mid, or not mid-2000s, but early 2000s.
Early 2000s. Yeah, you know what's funny is, it's funny that, like, Love Hina and this anime came out, like, same year.
Yeah.
And this anime looks a lot older than Love Hina, I feel.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
There's probably a lot more money put into Love Hina than...
Or maybe Love Hina was, like, remastered at some point, or I don't know, had a bigger budget, probably.
It could have been remastered, I guess. I guess you're right.
But I don't see anybody
I think remastering this one. I think it's a big budget, bigger budget mm-hmm. as well. I don't think Love Hina ever got, like, a Blu-ray release. I'd be surprised if it didn't, but... yeah, because these were both... I'm pretty sure at one point, Funimation titles.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not Handmaid May, but at least I know.
Love Hina probably.
Love Hina was
probably more likely.
Yeah, man, Handmaid May should have been one. I think it was. I think it got distributed. So again, going a little bit into the history of Genion and Pioneer and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Eventually, Pioneer shut down. They went not bankrupt, but they got bought out by NBC Universal Japan. And so they had like a bunch of like anime they had done. Like mm-hmm. Familiar Zero was one of their dub, a Genion dub. And this was the Genion dub and all this stuff, and basically Funimation picked up a lot of their stuff, but only did it for like one, like only like had the license for like a little bit, and then just let it go. So like for example, like I remember when Zero No Skymas, or that's not Skymas, Familiar Zero came out, and there was like a big push by Funimation to try to sell it, and then it just didn't sell, so they let the licenses lapse.
Right.
Oh, anyway, Jay.
I don't see any.
Who's your favorite design character?
You know, well, you know, I was looking for DVDs right now while you were talking. And I don't see any Funimation published DVDs. Not. I do see. They did make dolls of all the five Mays.
It's pretty cool. Adorable.
Like figures. And they're going for a ridiculous price.
Oh, Jesus. yeah. So who's your favorite design character, Jay?
I'd have to probably say I like Sarah.
Yeah, with her elf ears.
Reyna's not Reyna. Kay is pretty cute as well.
Yeah, with her big old glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you know, speaking of design real quick, you know what I really love? And what's how that? You can kind of tell how weirdly unique these designs are. With the Terubozus that Mei made, they were all of like the characters, and like the eyes and stuff on them, you could tell who was who.
The rain ghost things, right?
Yeah, the rain ghosts. Yeah.
What are they supposed to be? Rain.
I don't know what they're supposed to be, but they're charms.
Yeah.
The Terubozus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I always love when there's Terubozus in anime. They're like such funny things. But yeah, it's you could tell which Terubozu was who just by like their eyes. And I thought it was such really a neat.
Quick thing. I don't remember looking at them. I know they all had different faces, but I don't remember like really looking at them.
Oh yeah, like. The one for Kay had like her glasses on him. The one Maze was you remember when she was like pretending to be a doll and she had like the smile with her tongue out,
the tongue sticking out.
Yeah, just how adorable. That's what like her Terubozu had, and I can't remember the other ones, but you could tell by like the characteristics that they were given, like who was supposed to be who. And it was really fun. I thought I was like, oh, that's so cute. Do you have any cinematography, Jim?
Yeah, there was in that last amusement park episode, there was a really neat shot of them in the teacup ride. It was like a weird, like spinny camera thing that they did. I liked it. Looked interesting. I don't know how. It was just an interesting shot.
Man, the more I talk about it, the more I'm like, I wish there was more tiny shenanigans in this anime. Because just thinking of that moment when they go to the amusement park.
Yeah.
And Mei is like standing on the teacup ride, like on the turn wheel.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just adorable. So cute. Trying to think. Oh. What was your favorite, like, tiny invention? A, like, tiny problem that was solved for me? Like,
the milk pump?
Yeah, like, the milk pump was pretty cool. I really like her using a Q-tip to sweep.
Oh, yeah.
That was, like, really cute. I really liked the her, like, trying to draw the blinds.
Oh, yeah, with the ropes and
with
all
the
that.
Ropes. Yeah, so cute. Oh, man.
Did they ever show her, like, making breakfast and stuff? Did she used to use her head to crack eggs?
I don't know. I hope so. That's hilarious.
Because when she was big, she tried to crack an egg with her head, right? Is that what it was?
I thought she, like, had squished it in her hand.
Oh,
because she was like, maybe. Oh, I don't know my own strength yet. Also, if they can pass, like, memories and stuff, and why didn't they just, like, one, why didn't they just pass all their memories of May back into her, right, at the end?
Yeah. She'll just be missing whatever.
Yeah, her personal experience.
Yeah, the stuff with, like, Kazuya.
But, and then the other thing is, like, why didn't just Mommy pass her the things, like, the her cleaning and cooking skills?
Oh, I know, huh? She's just letting her be, like, in the way.
Also, man, I did want to learn more about Kazuya's family. His sisters and stuff.
Mm-hmm. He has two younger sisters.
Yeah, two younger sisters.
That robot dude is, like, his future ascendant.
Yeah, so what's crazy, Kasumi makes a point to her friend. She's like, wait a second. Well, she doesn't make it to his friend, but her friend talks about, like, marrying Kazuya or whatever.
But she's in the, like, OVA?
Yeah, in the OVA. Totally should watch the OVA, Jay. It's interesting. She talks about, like, wait a second. If there's a descendant, then that means he has to have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the Starboard Dolls are robots. They can't have kids. So she's like, maybe it's me. Right?
And the Hung Girl says it's me?
Oh, that's what the Kasumi says.
Oh.
Like, oh, maybe it's me. So, hopefully. But we later learn at the end of the episode that because, like, they really love this. Oh, I kind of talk about the OVA. I don't think I have yet, but they find a baby. They kind of kidnap a baby, and all the cyber dolls are like, "Oh, what a cute baby! I want to hold her." And man, you know what my favorite character is, Jay, that gets no respect in this OVA?
What's that?
The squid. Yeah, Ikari. Ikari?
Yeah.
Man, because they're like, Reyna gets this baby and immediately throws Ikari to the side.
Oh.
Yeah, it's so sad. And he's like, oh, she's like, people are like, oh, let me hold the baby. And he's like, oh, you can hold Ikari. Like, oh, that's not the same. I want to hold him. And he's just all sad.
Poor Ikaria.
Yeah, and then Ikaria has his first kiss in this in the OVA.
What the hell?
Yeah, with Nanbara. It's very
of course.
Yeah, so the big May is asleep. Mm-hmm. So he's like, oh, maybe if I kiss her, she'll wake up. And then the mini May grabs Ikaria and makes him kiss Ikaria.
That's funny.
And poor Ikaria is like, oh, that was my first kiss. It's like, oh, I love Ikaria. He's so cool.
Yeah.
I don't think they ever even made the thing, but apparently Ikaria is like the first step
to like the cyber dolls, right?
The cyber dolls, yeah. Because he does talk about it. Like, he's like, oh, yeah, he leaves like a bit of programming open in Ikaria so he can like learn.
Right.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's like the whole goal is like for Ikaria to like make its own decisions.
Yeah, I love Ikaria. He's adorable. Don't forget to brush your teeth. It's like, thanks, Ikaria. Remember to chew your food. So great. Anyway. Any other cinematography, Jim?
I think that's about it.
All right, so
for me,
characters. Kazuya, he's a harem protagonist.
Yeah, it's kind of boring looking.
Yeah, and he's really boring looking too.
Yeah,
just a perverted harem protagonist.
I really like that one part where like Sarah's like seducing him, mm-hmm. and then he's like, "Oh yeah."
Oh, yeah.
And then they grab him.
They hit him or something.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
He was like, no.
Gosh dang it. I do love how Sarah, like, fell in love with him. It's so funny.
Yeah.
God. Man, I could have gone for way more of this anime. I know what you're talking about. It's so fun. What if I miss fun, generic harem anime like this? Because, like, the longer that we go on, like, the longer in harem history, I guess, it goes, the more generic it gets. And the less
they're gonna go to the beach.
Oh man, they didn't even go to the beach.
Yeah, they went to the amusement park twice.
Yeah, no hot spring.
No hot spring. No test of courage. No.
There was a bath scene in the OVA. Yeah, with Sarah. Pretty good. They had to go wash the baby. So make sure to feed the baby every 3 hours. Clean the bottle, wash him up, burp him so he doesn't throw up. That kind of stuff is adorable. If you get the chance, Jay, I recommend go watch that OVA.
Seems like a lot of stuff happens in the OVA.
Yeah, it's fun. It's like a 27-minute episode. It's a long episode, too. And there's a second Sarah, too, which is pretty cool.
What the heck?
They send another Sarah to deliver his mini maze.
Interesting.
All right, Jay, who's next? Kasumi. Man, I felt bad for her. Here at Anime Cherry Bomb stan our tomboy queens here.
Mm-hmm.
And man, she is adorable. I love Kasumi.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's like waifu material, but she's pretty cool.
I think so. I think she's definitely waifu material.
Like, I wouldn't put her on the list or anything. She's not making any list anytime soon, but she's very cool. I like her. Good old tomboys.
Yeah, I like that she's she made it a point that like she had to cover like wear more clothes to talk to the other tenants.
I know. She dresses more revealing when he goes to her house. I love that. She's like, I can't go over there dressed like this. I love that. That's so funny. Then we have you know what's also weird about this anime, Jay? Sorry, I need to bring this up because it didn't weird me out, but I was like, that's kind of trippy. The fan service like stops after a while.
Oh yeah,
like 3 or 4 episodes in, it like stops.
What's funny is the ending song has a bunch of fans. Every shot is like of Kasumi's underwear.
Yeah, it's so funny. She has like the most panty shots per character.
Yeah, I think so.
In this, I think. Oh no, it's in the damn it, Jay. I was like, it's in the OVA. Where right at the end of it, freaking Raina's like, "Oh, new panties!" Because she's putting on some new panties before she goes over. And really with the OVA, Jay, Kay, you know how like when she comes out of her little elevator,
closet,
yeah, like she goes out like legs, like she stretches out her legs first,
yeah.
For some weird reason, they reanimated it. And it's like super smooth. And then they put like stockings on her as well. I'm pretty sure this is also in the OVA, but she's like, "Oh, my skirt got stuck in the elevator. Can you help me out?"
Mm-hmm.
And Kasia's like trying to get her skirt out. It's pretty funny. Pretty good. Who's next, Jay?
The rival guy.
Nambara. That guy sucks. I hate him.
Yeah, he's my least favorite character as well.
Yeah. I don't know. Not more to say. Just over the so annoying. Yeah. Over the top
annoying.
Like, is for... Literally is like... I mentioned it before, but like, is for the kid's character.
Yeah.
And he's just, again, he's like, feels out of place in this anime.
He does.
Even Sarah kind of feels that way at times. Because she's like the straight, like, I don't know if she's just being, is the straight man, but she's basically the straight, his straight man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, shut up. Like, get to work.
Yeah.
But I do like how they play off each other. They're very cute together.
Yeah, I got this ramen for you if you do this for me.
Oh, again, I'm sorry, I'm quoting so much from the OVA.
But, you are.
Because it's good. So cause they have to feed the baby.
They feed it ramen?
Yeah, well, Sarah tries to feed her feed it milk ramen. Yeah. She's like, oh, try Sarah's milk ramen. It's very, very, very funny. All right. So the Cyber Dolls.
Yeah, we got May.
May, adorable. I love May.
Yeah, May's very cute.
Yeah, her...
Always trying to help out.
You know, I just like her... when she changes the TV, how much, like, energy it takes from her.
Oh, yeah.
How much she has to, like, wrap herself up. really cute. And then it's really cool we get to see her big...
Yeah.
...body.
Next would be Sarah.
We already talked about her.
Yeah, she's my favorite out of the Cyber Dolls.
She's really cool. I love her country accent she slips into when she's yelling.
Yeah.
You know, they all have ages, which is weird.
Yeah. 23.
And she's 23.
Sarah's 23.
Yeah, May is 17.
Yeah. Where does it say her age?
Second line. She becomes a human-sized 17-year-old version. Courtesy of CyberX. Yeah, and I we stan our tan queens here at Anime Cherry Bomb. And she also has elf ears, which is pretty dope.
Yeah.
Next is Reyna.
Yep, Reyna. 9 years old.
What? What?
She seemed like she's her like voice the most
actor,
powerful.
Her voice actor was also in Love Hina.
Was she?
I think she was Haru's sister.
Let's see. You're right.
Yeah.
She's a little girl. That's what she's credited as, little girl.
Little girl. Yeah, I think she's Sarah's little sister. Sarah Naru's. But she is in there though.
Yeah.
Cuz I remember mentioning her cuz she's also the voice actress for Nanali.
Oh, really?
Lelouch.
Yeah, Lelouch.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The little sister.
The blind little sister. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's a cute little sister character.
She seems like she's like has the most power.
Yeah.
Out of everybody.
Her crying that can like silence everybody. Pretty cool.
Yeah. She could like control the stoplights. So I guess it's like some sort of electronic power.
Yeah, I think all of them can. I'm pretty sure. All the higher end ones. So what was that little tracker thing? Did they ever mention that?
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure what that was.
Because Mommy takes it from her at the beginning. Yeah. She goes, oh, I know when you think you're not going to win, you use that. So give it to me. And then she gives it to her.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Me neither. But yeah, Rain is cool. Adorable. Mm-hmm. Then there's Kay. She's 21.
Kay's pretty cute.
She's an IQ of 50,000. She has really cute glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And I do love she hangs out in the closet. Yep. Funny enough, Jay, have you ever seen Sekirei?
Sekirei?
Yeah. Do you remember the glasses?
The smart one?
Yeah.
She's like also, in the attic, though, isn't she?
Yeah, she's in the attic of the house. That's another one we gotta watch. It's another good one.
And then that's like a thing where like the smart girl characters like hang out in the closet.
Oh yeah, stupid.
The girls with guns anime that we did.
Yeah, what the hell was the anime called, Jay? Oh, it's gonna kill me.
I don't know.
That one anime. No, I know it. I know it. Damn it! I'm gonna look it up. Freak, Jay. What's it called? Licorice Recoil.
There it is. Yeah. Oh my god, what a dumb name.
What a, I know. I was like, what a pool. I was like, we just did it a couple months ago. But yeah, Licorice Recoil. Same one. She's like in the closet with her computer stuff.
Yep.
Man, living in that apartment must kind of suck.
Oh, yeah. It's like so small.
Yeah, and there's like hella people
in rooms. Yeah. We never found out where mommy was sleeping at.
Oh, just sleeping on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Next to Kazuya.
Oh, my goodness. There's a... I do love the... that coupon joke. Or the sale joke or whatever. Where they're like... Yeah, there's like multiple of... Oh, they're trying to count the squid robot in the discount.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like... Everyone's like, just give it to them. They do the same thing later, but with the mini maze.
Oh, okay.
They're like, I should count. There's like four of us here. There's like five. But there's like five of us. It should count. Like, it's pretty funny. Like, we gotta eat too.
Mm-hmm.
Any other character you want to talk about? I mean, we can talk about Mommy. She's cool. She's Mommy's there for cool. like 2 seconds.
Yep.
I feel like Mommy would have been a really cool, like, the one episode we do get with her post-arrival. Uh-huh. She is like an agent of chaos almost. Like, she's like,
yeah.
Like, let's mess with people.
She's like, let's have these people compete for Kazuya.
Yeah, like, I feel like that could have been a really fun dynamic later on. Any other one you want to mention, Jay?
Let's see. There's the two people from the future.
Don't care.
They're all right. Or, not. Well, Nabara's ascendant sucks.
There's just Nabara.
Mm-hmm. Then there's Ikaria, the squid.
Man, he's cool. I love Ikaria.
And then there's that weird character, the next door neighbor, that's like a otaku kind of dude.
Oh, the weird lolicon guy? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were talking about the...
Oh, he liked Reyna. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, he was really freaking weird. Yeah, mm-hmm. Make sure you have the rent when we come back. I love that. It's pretty good.
That's about it. And then you like that one blonde chick, right?
Yeah, she's cool. Her friend.
Kasumi's friend.
Yeah, Kasumi's friend. She's really cool.
I only remember in one scene, like, she was like asking if she wanted food notes. Or something.
It was like notes or something, I think, too. She's like, you want to go hang out? And sure enough, she's like, no, I got to go somewhere. She's like, darn, okay. Well, bye. But she was a cool character. And also, Kasumi's mom. It was really cool. I wish she was in it more.
She's another my kind of character.
Their interactions with her mom would have been so fun, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my. Man, so great.
What about Kazuya's two friends?
The two people. Whatever. Those weirdos. Okay, Jay. Right. Anything you want to say before we end the wrap up?
I mean, this was a easy watch.
Yeah, if it's one thing I can say about it, it was an easy watch.
Yep.
Man, I feel like back in the day when we used to do what could have been done better, and we said more episodes. I really mean it.
Yeah.
I would have loved more episodes of this. It was so fun. All right, Jay. Accessibility. There's fan service in here. A little bit of drinking in the OVA.
I don't think there's drinking in the anime.
Yeah, it's funny because the Nambar's ascendant's like, hey, you guys got any alcohol? And like, all we have is cooking wine. And so him and one of the mini maids get drunk on there. On the cooking
one. That's funny.
Yeah. There's that.
And fan as service, for, like, watching it.
And then watching it's pretty difficult.
Yeah.
You can find it if you look
semi, you look
semi hard enough. Yeah, I know the sub is on YouTube, actually.
You know what's really cool? When I was on eBay, they have VHS tapes of this anime.
Really?
Yeah.
How much are those?
Super cool. They're very cheap. $8, $9.
Right now.
Yeah.
That sounds hella cool. What's next, Jay?
Rewatchability. I think I'm good.
That's a good question, Jay. That's a good, good question. I think I'm also good, but I would watch it again. I'd watch it again. Under
the usual circumstances.
Yeah, somebody, yeah, exactly. Somebody wants to watch it. I want to show somebody a weird anime.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely show them this. Show them this one.
What would you want in another season, Aaron?
More hijinks.
More hijinks would be the best thing.
Yeah.
Imagine if we got another season of this. That'd be crazy.
Oh my god, I'd throw up. It'd be so cool.
After 23 years.
Yeah, the 20...
We're getting another Handmade May.
Well, wait, 2 more years. 25th anniversary of Handmade May. We're getting a remake. That'd be so cool. And what's... the moment.
Final rating?
Truth. Yeah. Moment of the truth, Jay. What do you give it?
I give this a recommend.
Yeah. I think it's like a niche recommend.
Okay, yeah.
Personally.
It is a harem and...
it's like a old harem, weird anime.
Yeah.
I give this like a niche recommend.
It's definitely niche because you'd have to...
yeah.
There's no like easy way to watch it.
Exactly. You can't just be like, oh, Hammond Mans. Oh, where is that? Legal website.
I have the VHS tape.
Here's the VHS tape.
What's a VHS player?
VHS? Oh, well.
You don't have a tube TV? Oh, man.
Oh, man, I'm so old. Damn. Can I gotta
rewind it, though.
Can I TikTok on this? Oh, no. All right, Jay.
So watch YouTube on a VHS tape.
Yeah, exactly. How to VHS. Make sure be kind, rewind.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay.
I wonder what the previews are for that those VHS.
Oh
tapes.
Man, Jay, you're like just like tickling all my buttons right now. I do want to know what the hell's like what's on that thing. Damn it, Jay. Oh, you think there's trailers on there? I don't think there is.
There has to be previews.
You think so? How many episodes can you put on a VHS?
I don't know.
You can't put that many, I don't think.
Let's see. Hold on.
Man. I kind of want to buy it just to see that. That's interesting. I don't know if this is like, oh, Love Hina.
I know, probably.
So,
do this set. Let's see. Hold on.
Cowboy Bebop. Man.
VHS lot. Let's see. Made to order. What is it? Let me look at the back.
Oh, gosh dang it, Jay. We got to think, right? It holds about 2 hours.
The 4 episodes is what each one holds.
Yeah, see, so about 2 hours. Dang, I'm good at this game. They could be some trailer. You know what would be a fun series, Jay? I just thought of this right now.
The OVA is on the last one. Wow.
Yeah, that was only available on the home release. It wasn't available like on TV.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what would be a fun series, Jay?
What's that?
Going back and watching old anime trailers.
Oh man, that'd be super cool.
Or like digging up like old VHSs and watching the trailers off of them.
Because
mm-hmm. That'd be so fun. That'd be so interesting. It'd be hella hard though. Because you have to buy like get the VHSs, then you gotta like digitize the media.
Right.
It's so fun though. Anyway. What was it? Niche recommend.
Yeah.
All right, Jay. 2000s aughts month is coming to a close. Next week.
Got one more anime to do.
Yeah, and it is a classic. I don't know if it's a banger, but I guess real quick, Jay, retrospect, how is aughts month going for you?
It's going pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm having fun, other than that first anime that we did.
Other than what's it
that
called?
That one was the Miami Guns.
Dang, good. I was to say. I was like, no way. Yes, but I
because the reason I know is because I had to delete that my notes from
Miami Guns.
That, yeah. So I knew.
Yeah, Miami Guns. But besides that, I mean, Love Hina didn't really disappoint. And this didn't really disappoint. I really enjoyed it so far. And we're wrapping it up with a anime classic, Rumiko Takahashi classic, of Ranma One Half fame, and Yasuhime.
We're not doing that.
I know, not doing. And Yasuhime.
We're not doing Ranma Half.
The sequel series to this anime, Inuyasha.
Yep.
Very, very excited. I think it's called Yasuhime. It's so lame, Jay. They're like, let's do Boruto. But Inuyasha. It's very funny. Anyway. Yeah, we're doing Inuyasha. The first 27
the first
episodes.
Season.
Yeah, the first season. Very excited to check this out. Jay has said he's never seen Inuyasha, so I'm pretty excited.
Nuh-uh. I know of it, obviously. It's like everywhere. But, so yeah. I'm excited to see what people enjoy about
the
this
first
anime.
The first two openings or endings are either the third and second
ending songs.
The ending songs. I think it's the second ending. Hopefully, banger. One of my favorites.
All right, I'm excited for that.
It might be the second one or the third one. Which if it's the third one, we won't see it. But hopefully, we like it enough, and hopefully, we'll. I know before we did or picked Attack on Titan, we did plan to try to knock out Inuyasha as a whole. So maybe if you like it, maybe next year we'll.
Yeah, we'll continue. Well, depends on how we feel.
Yeah, because I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, I know I've seen it 1,000 times. It's one of those anime that it would air on. Adult Swim.
Yeah.
And
so
then
you just watch it.
Yeah, but it would like show new episodes, and when they ran out of new episodes, they would just start it from the beginning again.
Right.
And then run it all the way through until they got to the current, and then ran new episodes for like 12 weeks, and then just restart again from there.
Right.
So I've seen it a few times. I'm very excited to check it out as an adult, see if it held up or not. And if you're excited for a review on Inuyasha, or you enjoyed a review on Handmade Me. Yeah. go ahead, leave us a like, leave us a comment. Subscribe to us on all your major podcasting platforms. Email us at animecherrybomb@yahoo.com. Questions, comments, concerns. Hit up the Instagram as well. Check out the Best Girl series. Still going. Haven't missed a day yet. So,
yeah.
Me and I think the difference between now and before I recorded with Jay, I have my friend Devon on, who's filled in for Jay before when Jay had his baby.
Yes.
And me and him have been smashing through these Best Girl competitions. And it's very surprising. Very surprising turn. Turnaround happening here.
The outcomes. That's like a bracket style stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We are now in round 6. We're at the final 16 waifus here. If you want to know, Jay, do you have time?
No.
I know. But it's very interesting. Very, very interesting who's left.
Maybe next time, Aaron.
Yeah.
Show me.
Yours gonna probably win.
My waifu?
Yeah, you're from Spike's family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I think she's gonna win.
Yes. Okay.
But Yor's still in it. Anya's still in it. Ryoko from Kill la Kill still in it.
What the hell?
Freaking Aqua just lost the upset last round.
Aqua, huh?
Yeah. The only Konosuba girl left is Megumin.
Isn't she, like, always in it?
Yeah. So, I don't know, real quick, sorry, Jay, but it's, today is Yor versus Chika from Love is War, so we'll see who wins tomorrow morning.
I think Yor should probably get it.
I think Yor should also probably get it. Chika's seeded number one in the contest, too, so strong. Versus Yor's, like, 13, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Anyway, until the next time, everybody.
Yep. Yeah, everybody, stay cleaning.